Yeah, I'm ready, yeah.
Are you sure you're ready?
I'm ready.
All right, then. Hey, everybody, welcome to Stenic. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles Tattle.
Did you just hit the phone button with your cheek?
No.
Oh, I heard a beep.
No, it wasn't me.
You sure?
No, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, okay. Do you got, like, a call waiting?
I do, but only I would hear that.
Oh, okay. Well, it beeped on me there. I don't know what the deal was.
It's your call waiting.
I don't think I have call waiting on Skype, though. I'm on Skype right now.
I don't know. You got me.
Well, anyway, this is a Static Show, and it's a little bit different this week because I'm actually trying to record and talk here laying on my king-sized bed at Tantera. It is a king size bed. They gave me a king size bed.
They saw you and said, "Uh-oh."
Yeah, it's a fat guy. Give him a big bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were at home, I guess, on the phone, right?
I'm on my queen size bed. Yeah, looking at the internet. So.
Oh, are you really? Have you got your wife's laptop and you're laying there looking at the internet?
Yeah.
You filth! What are you looking at? Tell us what you're looking at right now, Miles.
Some humanitarian causes, Sam.
Humanitarian causes? Give me a break.
Our friend Nikki Hubner is selling some of her dresses.
Oh, she's not on the chat anymore. Oh, now you're on the chat. Did you just scare her off?
I think I did, yeah. I said, please.
Yeah. Nikki, you say, well, Nikki, what are you wearing?
Please say nothing.
Oh, now it says Miles is offline. Did you get offline just because I mentioned that?
Yeah, I got offline. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Want to get traced with that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
So, I'm a Tantera.
Tantera, yeah.
And we're trying to... It is a mess what I'm trying to do here to record you tonight. You know, the show must go on, right?
The show must go on, just like the wall, man. The show must go on.
It's been a bad week for me. I got this weird ear infection last week.
Yeah.
Which I haven't figured out how I got.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought you had to like I got one like a year ago because I was swimming a lot with the kids, right?
Sure.
And then this year I'm not swimming so much. I mean, I haven't swum at all, I don't think. I can't remember. I've been kind of busy. But yeah. I still got an ear infection. And it won't go away. What?
Actually, these dirty hotel phones that you use.
You can't get an ear infection from a hotel phone.
Yeah.
You're full of shit. Is this another men's health thing? You got like a men's health kick for the month?
Yeah,
you can,
man.
Well, tell me how I could have got an ear infection from a dirty...
You can get hemorrhoids from listening to assholes.
No. Oh. That's an old joke from your dad.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you something, my
I will tell you something.
Yeah.
I got some hemorrhoids. Yeah, Dad, how'd that happen? Listening to assholes. Like you.
Nice.
Well, it's in my right ear.
Uh-huh.
And I always hold the phone to my left ear, so.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that jumped, like, through the middle there. A la SpongeBob or something to get my,
Osmosis.
Yeah, Osmosis. I don't think so.
Osmosis Jones. I got earache, huh?
Yeah, I know. And so, like, I got one round of antibiotics, right?
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
So I got, now I'm on round two plus some other shit. So I'm taking, like, three things of medicine to try to get rid of this earache.
Are you on, like, steroids?
I'm on a steroid, yes. I'm on a...
No, I really?
Yeah, I am. I can't remember which one. I'm on a steroid, antibiotic, and I'm also taking allergy medication.
Right.
To try to get rid of this damn thing. What's that?
As you get older, you start learning this shit, you know, what they use to treat this stuff.
Well, and I haven't, personally, I mean, I haven't been in as bad a shape as you have, so.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah, I've had some stuff, man.
Yeah, you've been in some stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah, nothing good either.
True enough. So I'm taking all this shit, and I'm taking, the steroid is a prednisone. You know what prednisone
is?
I've had this before, and you know what prednisone does to me?
Bad.
It makes me all jittery. I'm like, I'll
see. Makes you jittery?
Yeah, it makes me feel like, it's like speed or something.
Really?
Yeah, it makes me feel like all nervous and jittery.
What do you do about that?
Nothing. I just am all nervous and jittery until I get finished taking it.
I just watch some hotel porn until you mellow out a bit.
Well, here's the shitty thing. I get here, right?
Yeah.
I go to dinner.
Yeah.
And I get back here about 8 o'clock. All right?
Yeah.
Now, I've been watching True Blood, the show True Blood on HBO.
Is this because you want to see Anna Paquin's Who? Is that what this is all about?
I've already seen Anna Paquin's Who a couple times on this show.
Yeah, I know. You seemed all into it the other week. I don't want to say anything. What is she, like 12 or something? I mean,
No. She's well of age at this point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's well of age. So I turn on. It's got HBO. It says, yeah, let me get the card here. Hear that?
Yeah.
That's the sound of my.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hotel channel lineup, all right?
List of wacky material.
So on channel 5, it says home box office.
Right.
Does it? No, okay. I'm like, all right. It's almost 8 o'clock. It's almost time for True Blood. I made it back just in time for my dinner because it was a late dinner.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm here with some other folks, you know, and I don't know what the hell. I don't know what the hell happens to people. I eat at 5 o'clock. I don't know about you. What time do you eat?
Oh, God, on a regular night.
Yeah.
Usually around 6 or 6:30.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I would be dying of hunger at that point.
Yeah.
I eat around 5 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when I'm out here, you got to wait for other people, right? So.
Sure.
I can't go to eat at 5 o'clock because nobody's ready like you. So we go get out to eat about 6:30.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah, whatever. So I finally get back here to the hotel about 10 to 8 from going out to dinner.
Yeah.
I went to Pickled Pete's, by the way.
You didn't go to Willie's or Peckers?
Peckers, no, we didn't go to Peckers. We went to Pickled Pete's, which is also another, you know, analogy or whatever you want to say. And so I get back from Pickled Pete's. And I turn on HBO. And you know that movie Polly with the parrot?
Nah.
You never heard of that movie? I might be breaking up a little bit. It's telling me my thing, Skype. Yeah. What's that?
I'll just give the whole set of yelling. That's all right.
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit. Say again.
Breaking up.
Yeah, it's breaking up.
Damn it.
It was working. It was working.
Damn it.
Well, anyway, this stupid show Polly was on with the parrot, about the talking parrot. And I thought, I thought for sure that it was going to get over at 8 o'clock and I'd watch True Blood, right? Well, 8 o'clock comes and goes, and it's this stupid parrot movie still on there.
Yeah.
And it turns out, when the parrot movie gets over, like about 8:30 or something like that, it's not HBO, it's HBO Family. So, I think any whacking material is going to be sorely hindered by my HBO family connection here.
You had a Polly parrot.
I did not whack at the Polly the parrot. But the funny thing is, and I know I'm breaking up a little bit, but the funny thing is that the movie that was on after Polly the Parrot was that Fly Me Home thing with Anna Paquin and Jeff Daniels and the geese.
Oh, no.
When she was a kid.
Oh, no. You didn't watch it, I hope.
It's on right now.
Oh, God. It's a win-win situation. This is getting weird, man.
Oh, no, I'm not watching. I'm just telling you it's on right now.
Yeah, this is getting too weird, man.
Oh, now I'm watching TBS. I'm flipping channels here.
Yeah.
It's got
please.
Matthew McConaughey's on there with his shirt off, of course.
Matthew McConaughey.
So, anyway, I'm just saying, Tantera's really got some shitty HBO thing going on here. They try to trick you in the false sense of, like, real HBO, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah, shitty phone lines, too.
Oh, shitty internet, yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend coming to the shitty internet, HBO place.
Yeah.
But, hey, let me tell you about something that's not so shitty, okay?
Angie's List?
No. Now, we only do that one once a month, and it was already done. We are talking about 1-800-PetMeds.com.
Oh, yeah.
You know, PetMeds.com is a good place to get all of your, you know, pet meds.
Yes, it is.
I just saw a report that ketamine helps people with depression, so I would suggest you get some.
All right.
Get some Special K because it'll help you with your depression.
Okay.
But if you want to get it cheaper, you can use our code. And let me see what it is here. If you go to, you get 10% off plus free shipping if you use the code STATICRADIO at PetMeds.com.
There you go.
So 10% off free shipping of orders of $39 or more. I should preface that, I suppose. At PetMeds.com/STATICRADIO. If you want all the details, you can go to staticradio.com/1800PetMeds, and there's all kinds of info there for you and other fun stuff.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you, Miles?
So, I went to go rent some movies last week.
You went to rent some movies, huh?
And,
let me guess. It had Anna Paquin in it?
No, I have not. No, I really don't know what she would look like. I mean, I remember her as a little child. And kind of, it's just to me, I guess. I don't want to, you know.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. You're being all weird.
But, I'm being weird. Okay, I'm being weird. All right. Okay, sorry. Sorry, I never watched. Well, so I guess I'm a weird one, okay? Yeah. So, my wife got some suggestions on what to get,
okay? So she gave you some suggestions, huh?
Yeah, she's like, get Death at a Funeral.
Death at a Funeral?
Death at a Funeral.
Okay.
And which I didn't register me what that was, okay?
Okay.
So I said, I'm going to get that crap. Right?
Okay.
So she jumped on me. She goes, don't be so prejudiced.
Prejudiced? What are you talking about?
I'm like, what? Yeah, that's what I said. What are you talking? She goes, that's that movie with Chris Rock and Danny Glover and Martin Lawrence. And she's naming off 10 people. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
And she's like all mad at me. She takes serious chat with me. Right?
I hear you.
She's played the race card on me. I mean, what's that about?
Your wife is playing the race card on you.
Yeah, she's like, oh, well, you know, you've got issues. You know, like, what?
You've got
issues. I didn't know what this movie was. I just said I did not have to watch that crap. I'm not saying I know, you know, I've called Dr. Laura. You know, I didn't say that. I just, you know.
It's Dr. Miles Schlesinger. Right? Dr. Miles.
Yeah, So I get it, right?
Yeah.
And it's an okay movie. Best movie. It's okay, you know?
Just an okay movie.
It's an ensemble piece. But you know what? I've seen this movie before. It's a remake of a British movie from 3 years ago, which I saw.
What was the name of that one?
Death at a Funeral. It's also called Death at a Funeral.
It's the same, exact same name?
Yeah, and it's exact same plot, except it's a different cast.
Well, okay. That's what they do. They do a lot of that stuff with the British stuff.
And I'm like, because I didn't realize that, because I'm watching this, so I'm like, wait a minute. This is where Danny Glover's got to go take a shit. And sure enough, he has to go take a shit. Right?
But it wasn't Danny Glover in the other one, was it?
No, it was like an all-white British cast in the original.
Who was the guy who took a shit, then?
I don't know. It was some British dude.
Oh, okay.
But in this one, Danny Glover's like in a wheelchair, and he takes a shit on Tracy Morgan's hand, you know, and stuff. Oh, no!
Yo, yo, yo!
Which is actually the funniest part of the whole movie.
I got a handful of shit.
Oh, God, duty! God, duty! But, yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. What was that all about?
They're trying to make more money on it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was okay, but, I mean, it was like, oh, all right, you know. I would have watched it, but all I said was, I'm not going to watch that crap.
Well.
And suddenly, I'm Don Imus, you know, or something. I don't know.
Don Imus.
Shit. Man.
WNBC.
Man.
Nice.
Luckily, she didn't want to watch Schindler's List or something, man.
There you go.
I'm not watching that crap. What?
What?
So, sorry. I apologize, man. I apologize to whoever I have to apologize to, because I, you know.
So you didn't like the movie? It was okay, or what?
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. It wasn't the worst movie, but I mean, I've seen it. You know, it's like, well, I've seen this with this an all British cast 3 years ago, because I remember watching it. Because actually, my kids were watching it, and I thought, well, this is a little inappropriate for kids. You know? Because this one guy gets naked, takes drugs, and he gets naked and ends up on a roof. And
it sounds like Bachelor Party or Hangover.
Yeah, kind of like that a little bit, yeah.
How were your kids watching it? On what channel?
Well, we rented it before 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. You rented it before, okay. And you just
my
leave
wife
it.
Is
you, just,
asleep.
You just let the kids watch whatever you bring home.
They pretty much watch whatever I bring home, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Who likes Caligula?
Hey, Dad, we're loving the plot of this. Look, there's Helen Mirren's boobies.
Who likes Wild Orchid? Yeah, Wild Things.
Hey, we got 9.5 weeks, or what is it? Yeah, 9.5 weeks.
Yeah, 9.5 weeks. Monster's Ball.
We got Taboo.
Yeah, you kids will love Monster's Ball.
Do your Monster's Ball imitation.
You want to make me feel good? You love that when I do that.
It's hilarious.
That's by Halle Berry. Miss Halle Berry.
Yeah, do Halle Berry as Catwoman now.
I didn't watch Catwoman.
You never seen Catwoman?
I'm not watching that crap.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm just joking. It was a joke, all right? I'm not Michael Richards or something. It was great.
You sound like him.
Hey, 50 years ago.
So, what other movie did you get? Or just that one?
Yeah, we've been renting a lot. What did we watch? Oh, I think we watched The Expendables.
That's the one that's at the movies.
The Losers. I watched that one, I think, yeah.
The Losers? The one with Billy Jack? Wasn't he in that one?
No, let me think. Zoe Saldana is the only person I knew in that movie.
Oh, no, that's something new then. Yeah, that's something new.
Yeah, it's kind of like a poor man's A-Team, basically, is what it is.
Really? I haven't seen that.
Pretty much the idea of the A-Team, basically.
I watched Rock and Rolla, the Guy Ritchie movie. We had What's her name? Oh shit! I can't remember her name. I had the dude from 300 in it, the Scottish dude, and a bunch of British people in it. Because it's a Guy Ritchie movie. It was all right.
Yeah.
Had Jeremy Piven in it, too, for some reason. I haven't figured out exactly why.
Jeremy Piven.
I don't know. I'm like, what the hell's he doing in this movie?
Jeremy Piven.
And he wasn't even playing that guy he always plays, you know, the fast-talking guy.
Yeah, he's good at fast-talking guys.
What is the guy? Who's the dude in 300? Shit.
McLaren?
No, he is a Scottish guy, though. I'll think of it later.
Dolph?
Huh?
No, I don't know. I was just throwing off on any name.
You say Dolph Lundgren?
No, it's Bruce Delp.
He's not. Oh, okay. No, it's not. Not him.
No, I don't know. I was just throwing off funny name. Forget it. It wasn't even funny. Forget it.
All right.
Forget it.
So we're like, our timing's all off because we're doing this hotel thing.
Yeah.
I'm in a hotel and you're you're at home on the phone.
Right.
And it just feels a little different, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. It's like some chemistry.com date gone wrong or something.
Yeah.
It's so awkward, so many awkward pauses in this conversation. It's just really Yeah.
Well, I wanted to keep trying, though, because otherwise I'm not going to be home until, like, just before it's ready to have to go, you know? So I was worried about getting everything together.
We'll just type up our thing.
Well, I was going to call you last night, you know what? And both of us forgot.
Yeah, I know. I was watching another movie or something.
You were watching that thing with the Death at a Funeral.
No, I was watching Jaws. The kids want to watch Jaws.
The original?
Yeah.
So was it like the uncensored one or the television one?
No, it's uncensored, yeah.
Was it on VHS? Were you guys watching VHS?
No, I got it through the mail.
What do you mean you got it through the mail? I don't understand.
I rented it through the mail.
How?
It's a long story.
Well, tell me, is it like through Netflix?
It's Blockbuster. These guys at Blockbuster have to sell so much of this crap or otherwise they're going to get fired.
Okay.
So I walked in last week and I was like some cheap prom date with three guys on me. Hey, Miles, you like good money and crap like that? Get this so we can keep our jobs.
So they sold you the movies at home thing through Blockbuster.
They're like, well, if you don't want it, just cancel it in 2 weeks.
Oh, it was one of those things where they had a quota or something. They like suckered you.
Yeah, I think they got
it.
A quota, and now they're telling everyone to cancel it. Now they're like, let's cancel it.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. I swear to fucking God, man.
I don't get that.
You're like, you might as well be like an 85-year-old woman. You know that?
Yeah.
Anybody calls you up with any kind of bullshit thing, okay, it'll save cats, okay, I'll do it.
I had three guys on me, literally.
Come on, what are you talking about? You be a man.
I got triple teamed by these guys.
What are they gonna do to you anyway? Just say no. Say fuck off.
I literally walked in, they backed me into a corner like, here, put this here, start typing your name into the computer. Here. I'm like, what?
I hope your wife gets angry with you at these things.
What?
I hope your wife gets angry with you when you do these things.
I don't know.
Does she even know about it yet?
sort of, I guess. I didn't go into it.
And she's pissed off about it. Is she pissed off?
No, it didn't cost me anything yet, but it will. Supposedly I can get out of this bullshit, but I don't know. These guys are all like, well, you're just going to cancel it in 2 weeks anyway, so fuck it, you know?
Well, I will say, well, see, we do Netflix at my house, which I like.
Yeah.
I've done it on and off for years now. Just depending on what mood everybody's in, I guess. I don't know what the deal is, I don't know about the Blockbuster thing. It's just kind of a ripoff of that, but I think they really like charge you, don't they?
Yeah, oh yeah.
How much a month is this going to be to you?
I don't even remember, man. Because they're just like hustling me. These guys were. No, I swear to God, this is true. There was like three. And they were just, they wouldn't leave me alone. It was just like, hey, you. I'm like, what?
Hey, what's your Twitter handle, Miles?
Yeah, hey, you.
I want to just hook up with Miles on Twitter. You can sell him anything, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I know.
Go to Facebook.
I had a lady once with wiper blades. Wanted me to buy wiper blades. I don't want them. She put them on the car.
They put the wiper blades on the car without you saying okay?
Yeah, she just started doing it. She goes, oh, yeah, you want these. Here you go.
Yeah, you want them.
And next thing I know, I'm paying her like $20 to wiper blades. I'm like,
My God.
Such she started putting them on. What am I going to say? I'm like,
say, hey, hold up.
Hey, what the hell?
You say, I'm not paying for that shit.
No, they're pushy around the state. I'm telling you. They're desperate.
I guess.
Everyone's got, like, some quota, you know? If they don't meet this quota, they get shot in the head or something.
I hope you're doing some quid pro quo here, my friend.
I guess.
You better be getting something out of this, you know what I mean?
I know. I made the guy waive my late fees.
Oh, did he do that for you?
Well, at first he said no, but then I go, well, you know.
Is the late fees make up for what you just spent on the home thing?
Oh, yeah, they've got a lot of late fees now. They reinstated their late fees, and they are high, man.
I imagine, because you guys can't, like, even get anywhere on time, let alone return something.
Yeah, I know. No shit. Every time I go in, it's like $20 late fees. It's like, here you go, Miles.
I can't.
You're paying for our picnic this summer. Here you go.
In this economy, we love you.
Because, you know, they made that big deal about, oh, no late fees here. There's going to be no late fees.
Right, well, then they went in the shitter, so they got to charge late fees now.
Oh, they're losing their ass now, so now they're all like, oh, wait a minute. Now Bob Lament got everyone going to that fucking red box, and now we got to charge late fees again. Thanks a lot, Lament.
Yeah, I know. I love the red box, too, yeah.
You and your Netflix, you dick.
I like Netflix. Anything that's cheap, I like, yes.
Yeah. Thanks for screwing us over, Lament.
Yeah, well, hey.
Thanks a lot, pal.
Hey, you're taking it from those guys. You can take it from me, you big bitch.
You and your freaking bullshit, you know, highfalutin ways of doing business, you know.
If it's cheap.
Screwing over the little man. Thanks a lot.
If it's cheap. Do you get any streaming movies on your Blockbuster?
I didn't even ask, okay? These guys just...
Because I watched... what did I watch the other day on Netflix streaming?
Literally, I had a keyboard stuck in my hands. Here, you type in all your information.
Nice. And you did it. What? And you're like, of course.
Yeah, I did it. I was like the little bitch. Will I'm like, this, all right, I'll do it.
Will I get a free goldfish?
Do you want us Do you want us to make you feel good?
You're like, yes. Did I win the Publishers Clearing House sweepstakes?
I don't care. Let me leave.
Does this increase my chances of winning?
I just don't want to go home to my wife and kids.
You know what? I do feel my dick getting bigger. You guys are right.
Do you have a nudie section online for Grace Shakes? Jesus.
You're
I would
right.
love to watch that young man out pack win for 10 years now. I'm just waiting for Dakota Fanning to show her. You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ.
Oh my gosh. Now that Anna Paquin, when she gets naked on True Blood, oh yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's all I hear. Anna Paquin, naked.
I don't really think she's that attractive, though, to be honest with you.
I figure you're probably all curled up.
Although, you know what? There's not, you know. Beggars can't be choosies, you know.
Yeah.
Any chick who's naked is pretty well attractive, you know what I mean?
Kathy Bates?
In some weird sick way, yes.
Okay. I'm gonna rant about Schmidt. I'm gonna stream about Schmidt right now.
She like there was a, I remember there's a movie. I don't think it was about Schmidt, was it? Where like she does full frontal, you know.
She's almost naked in a box, man.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's an older movie, I think, that she does.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, she shows everything, so.
I don't really, yeah. Fried green tomatoes or something. I don't know.
I don't think it was fried green tomatoes.
Oh, of all goodness. The countless freaking date movies I had to watch in order to get laid. Yeah, Jesus. Christ.
Oh my goodness. Well, I feel for you. I feel for you and your Blockbuster scam that you got pulled into.
Now I hope I can cancel it before the end of the month, because they're going to hit me for like $30, man, if I don't cancel this motherfucker. Man.
Yeah, probably.
These sons of bitches.
It's like being at Columbia House, you know what I mean? Being at Columbia House.
Oh, yeah, I belong to that shit too, believe me.
Yeah, I know. You probably got snookered into that.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go. Here's your 10 for a penny, and now you got to pay $50 a piece.
Yeah, I did that once or twice. Yeah.
But I got every Zeppelin album twice.
Da-na-na.
I got the 8 tracks. I got the CDs. I got the cassettes.
What would Bob say to Anna Paquin? Oh, suck it!
All right, well, we I think we played this out tonight, so...
Yeah, we did. You've been played. Thanks for playing along.
So we'll see how this turns out. Hopefully it'll be good enough, and this will be the show this week.
And if not, then we'll be doing it tomorrow night.
It'll be tomorrow. It'll probably be Tuesday, so...
All right.
I don't think so. I think this is going to work.
This is going to work. If not, go fuck yourself.
We'll be good to go. So you can catch Miles on Facebook, his favorite place to hang out.
Come see me on Facebook. Hey, did you see my son's pictures on Facebook?
Which pictures?
From the state fair.
Oh, I did, yeah. Did you see my comment on that?
No.
You had that hot dog putting ketchup and mustard on itself?
Yeah.
And you said it was me?
Yeah.
I said, yes, it's me lying down.
You know what? I don't want to go see that. I don't want to see it.
Oh, goodness.
Good night. God bless. Good night.
Yeah, find Miles Tuttle on Facebook. You can... find him on Twitter, but he's not too active on there. Miles Tidal or Static Radio on Twitter. And if you want to, you can call and leave us a message. I got a call me button now on the front page off to the right. If you click on it, put your phone number in, it calls and it'll leave us a message for free. At least until Google decides to change that. So.
Yeah.
So give us a call, leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you.
Journey.
Till next time.
Later.